children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
Praise the Lord. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
Judas, perhaps you'd better... No, wait. We need you to help Laura. Mrs. Judas, will you go outside through one of the regular gates? Come around to this side. Stand as if you were just getting some fresh air. No, better yet, sit down. But keep close watch. When there is no guard near, signal us. There she is, casually walking along.
The basket's all ready.
And so is the cargo in the basket. It's a good thing I'm not large.
She's signaling.
Hang on, Paul. Just on the chance that the basket might tip.
Ready, Paul, sir?
Lower it. And God bless all of you. Take good care of the flock.
Farewell, Brother
God
Paul.
Be with thee, my brother.
Oh, come in, my friend. Perhaps you'd better not. You stay out there and talk. Now, what do you want?
I'm Saul of Tarsus, and I
know very well who you are.
I've come to join you in following Jesus the Christ.
Peter, perhaps you'd better come here. We have a visitor.
I'll be right there, Matthew.
I was baptized in Damascus by Brother Ananias.
We know. That was 3 years ago. Where have you been since then?
Matthew, why don't you invite the visitor to... Oh, it's Saul, the persecutor. May I inquire why you are here?
Peter, I am converted. I love Jesus. I love him just as truly and intently as I used to hate him. I want to join your church.
You must admit that it is surprising that so bigoted a Pharisee as you, one who has done so much to destroy the church, would want to become a sincere member of that church.
Yes, but...
I'm sorry, Saul, the persecutor. But you'll have to come some other day and try your tricks. Today, they won't work.
I don't blame them. They're reacting exactly as I would. How am I going to convince them? I'll just have to keep on praying. God knows the way, and he will show it to me.
Saul of Tarsus, greetings.
Greetings?
My name is Barnabas. I'm a cousin to John Mark. We're both members of the new church founded by Jesus of Nazareth.
You are? Well, you're just the one I need.
To persecute and perhaps kill?
No, Brother Barnabas, I am no longer persecuting the followers of Jesus, for I myself am one of them.
Damascus.
You heard about that.
Rumors only.
Jesus himself appeared to me. I saw him. I talked to him. I was struck blind, but Brother Ananias laid hands on me and my sight was restored.
That was 3 years ago. Where have you been all this time?
I had to flee Damascus for my life. I went to Arabia. There I studied scripture, meditated, prayed, made sure of my conversion and that my sins had been washed away. Then I went back to Damascus to preach Jesus Christ, and again I had to flee, here.
Why don't you go to the upper chamber? I know you know where it is. You used to try to get in often enough. Most of the disciples are there now.
I just came from there. But they wouldn't believe that I've changed. And don't mistake me, Barnabas. I do not blame them in any way.
Come, I'll take you in. They not only will believe you, but they will rejoice and sing songs of praise. Well, isn't anyone going to greet me?
Welcome.
Look who I have here with me. A new convert.
Are you sure that's what he is?
He was here a few moments ago.
Brethren, most of us here in this room have seen Jesus since he was resurrected. But there are only a select few who have seen him since he went to heaven to be at the right hand of his Father. Saul is one of these few. He saw and talked to Jesus on the road to Damascus. When Jesus said unto the 12 original disciples, "Follow me," he was calling you to be ministers for him. He also called Saul. Welcome to the fold, Brother Saul.
Welcome home, Brother Saul.
Yes, welcome. Welcome, Brother Saul.
Not only have the temple leaders lost their champion persecutor, but the Church of Jesus Christ has won a champion of truth.
Saul, all of us would love to hear you talk. Will you?
If I may talk of that which is close to my heart.
Jesus?
Jesus is my heart, my life, my all. Now, I'm talking about my former associates.
Former associates? The high priests, the rulers?
Peter, I cannot help but believe that these men, for the most part, are sincere, devout men, deluded, led astray by Satan. Yes, but anxious to know truth and do right. I am going first to the high priests, Caiaphas and Annas, and tell them that they are mistaken, that Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah, the Son of God. I know they will believe me and be converted with the help of God's Spirit.
Missionary work begins at home.
still Saul. 3 years it's been.
Yes, Your Highness.
How did you know what I was talking about?
You think and talk of only one thing these days. How could he help but know?
Is it true, Saul, that you have joined the believers in Jesus of Nazareth?
It is true.
And you dared come up here in the temple to my quarters?
Why don't you keep calm until you hear what he has to say? Certainly he came here for some special reason.
Thank you, Anasir. Yes, I did. I came here in the sincere belief that you, both of you, are honest and truthful, that you try to do the will of God, and that you are sincere in your beliefs.
Oh, Saul, of course we are. We are God's representatives. He reveals truth to us, and we obey his voice. No one doubts that, do they?
Oh, I'm so glad, Your Highness. Then you'll be happy to hear that Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah. Verily, he is the Son of God.
You know this to be truth.
I'm glad you're taking it so calmly. Yes, Caiaphas, sir, Jesus is the Messiah. I saw and talked to him. He's in heaven, the high priest for all who believe on him and accept his name.
Then I no longer am high priest.
I'm sorry, sir, but no, Jesus is.
Thank you, Saul of Tarsus, for telling me. Get out of my sight. I should kill you myself right here. But I'll tell you one thing you can depend upon. If ever I hear you say one word such as you have said today, you shall be killed. If I ever hear of someone else who has heard you say such things, you will be killed. Now get out! Get out!
I am a messenger from heaven. Jesus bade me say unto you, make haste and get you quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me.
We'll continue the Bible story tomorrow, and if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible and Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
Right in the corner where you are. you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the far. Right in the corner where you are. So let the sun shine in. Face it with a grin. Smilers never lose. Frowners never win. So let the sun shine in. Face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Every day I'll let my little light shine. Hide it under a bushel, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, I'm gonna let it shine. Every day I'll let my little light shine, shine, shine. Right in the corner where you are. Right in the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Right in the corner where.
What's the matter with you?
I'm so sleepy.
Well, you look like you're about to doze off right here in the library. What time did you go to bed last night?
I don't know, but it was really dark outside.
Sam! What? What? This is serious. You're not getting enough sleep.
I agree. So if you'll excuse me...
No, not here in the library. You need to get more sleep at home.
I can't go home. I'm in school.
You need to get more sleep at home at night.
How? I'm not sleepy at night. Only during the day. At school. In the library.
What did you eat for supper last night?
I'm sleepy, not hungry.
When you eat a big meal in the evening, your stomach has to work hard to digest all the food. And that can keep you awake. And what did you do right before you went to bed?
I watched television.
Aha!
Shh! Sorry.
Sam, when you watch those action shows you like so much, your mind gets all excited and your body gets all tense. That can keep you from going to sleep, too.
So what should I do?
Eat a smaller meal in the evening and don't watch television for at least an hour before going to bed. You might want to drink a nice cup of herbal tea, too.
Herbal tea? Do I look like someone who drinks herbal tea?
All right, all right. A nice cup of warm water and honey, then. Something to calm you down.
Okay, light meal. No action shows. Water and...
Sam! Sam! You're embarrassing me!
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, He established a health plan for every creature on Earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Raise your joys and triumphs. boys and girls. This is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Today's story shows you how great it is to have a pet and how sad it can be when a pet disappears. While Jenny and her friend Natalie search for clues about what happened to Butterscotch, Jenny learns some important lessons about forgiveness. Chapter 7, Catching the Catnapper. Standing back in her yard, Jenny stared at Natalie. Okay, we're back where it all started. What happened to my cat? Natalie stood at the edge of the driveway. When did you see Butterscotch last? I told you already. She raced across the yard and Shorty chased her down the street. Natalie tilted her head. Did you see your cat run down the street? Jenny closed her eyes, trying to remember exactly. No. I saw her run across the yard toward the cars. Shorty was right behind her, so when he ran out the other side, I thought she did too. Everyone thought that, Natalie said, but no one saw her. Not you, not the truck driver, not Mrs. Norton. But if she didn't go down the street, where did she go? Natalie shrugged. What if she hid under the car? Then Tevin stole her? Jenny thought again. He went inside to get Mom while Dee Dee and I ran down the street. I guess he could have put Butterscotch in their car before he followed everyone else to look for Shorty. Then she remembered, no, he couldn't have. Their car door was still open when we came back. His mother yelled at him for leaving it open. Natalie stared at Jenny. Are you saying that the car door was open when Butterscotch ran across the yard? Jenny's eyes got big. The cat prints. Butterscotch was jumping toward the car. What if she jumped in the car? Then she frowned. But why hasn't Tevin called to tell me that he has Butterscotch? If Butterscotch jumped in his car, then it was an accident. You said he wanted a cat. Maybe he decided to keep her, Natalie suggested. Didn't you say they moved in around here somewhere? Yes, Jenny replied slowly. Do you think you could figure out a way to get over there and check? Maybe I can think of something, Jenny said. By dinner time, she had. Mom? Jenny began innocently as she helped her mom peel carrots. Don't you think it would be nice to go visit Tevin and his family soon? After all, they just moved in. We should welcome them. We could bring them a loaf of your bread. Jenny's mom raised her eyebrows, but she agreed. Yes, that would be a nice thing to do. What made you think of Tevin all of a sudden? Jenny shrugged uncomfortably. Well, Natalie and I were looking for clues about Butterscotch, and I wanted to talk to him about it. Could we ask Dee Dee to go with us? Sometimes Tevin makes me nervous. Dee Dee was delighted to go with them. All the way to Tevin's house, she talked nonstop. Jenny tried to nod and say, uh-huh, in the right places, but she wasn't really listening. What if Butterscotch is there? Oh, I hope she is. Shorty greeted them at the door, but Tevin wasn't home. When Mrs. Wallace sat down to visit, Dee Dee said, I brought the cassette Tevin wanted, Aunt Denise. I'm just going to put it in his room. Be careful, her aunt answered. His room is a disaster area. I don't want anyone getting hurt. Jenny tagged along, glad for an excuse to check out Tevin's room. She pushed past Dee Dee and got there first. What a mess, she said, shaking her head as she walked around the room. She didn't see anything that could belong to a cat. What are you doing anyway? Dee Dee asked suspiciously as Jenny went to the window and looked out. Just behind the house was the small shed Shorty had been scratching the day they brought him home. Wait a minute, she thought. Maybe there's a reason why Shorty went right to that shed and wanted in. Dee Dee, let's go outside. Why? What are you looking for? Dee Dee demanded. Something that might be in that shed, Jenny replied, already on her way out of the house. Tell me what you're doing, Dee Dee said in a panicked whisper, racing after, or else I'm telling your mom. Jenny whirled around. I think Tevin has my cat, and I think she might be in that shed, so I'm going to look. I have to. Dee Dee just stared, her eyes wide and frightened. No way, he wouldn't do that, would he? There's only one way to find out. Jenny slipped the metal door of the shed open and stepped inside. It took a moment for her eyes to adjust to the dim lighting. Finally, objects began to come into focus. There was a lawnmower, some garden tools, and three bicycles. She felt disappointment choke up in her throat, and then she spotted it, a stuffed mouse, the kind cats played with, lying outside of a mound covered with an old blanket. Butterscotch? She whispered. Jenny could feel her heart hammering in her chest as she pulled the edge of the blanket. As it slipped off, a strong hand grasped her other arm. What are you doing? A deep voice growled. Jenny screamed as loud and long as she could before a hand clamped down over her mouth. Tevin stuck his face right in front of hers and frowned angrily at her. Stop it before they hear you inside, he hissed, pulling the blanket back up to cover what was under it, but not before Jenny had a chance to see what had been hidden. A rough homemade cage, bowls for food and water, and some cat toys. What's going on here? Tevin's mother demanded, yanking open the door of the shed. Jenny's mom peered in anxiously after her. Jenny? Honey? Are you hurt? Jenny pulled free of Tevin's grasp, tears spilling down her cheeks. Mom! Mom! He stole butterscotch! Tevin stole butterscotch! I did not, Tevin snapped. Jenny's mom made her way into the crowded shed and put a hand on Jenny's shoulder. Sweetheart, I know you miss butterscotch, but why would you accuse Tevin of stealing her? You know that isn't true. Then what is this for? Jenny asked, pulling the blanket off the cage before Tevin could stop her. His smug look melted. Tevin? His mother worked her way into the shed with him. What is that for? So I had your old cat, Tevin admitted sourly, but I didn't steal her. She was in our car when we left. I just kept her for a while. Jenny's voice shook when she spoke. What do you mean, for a while? Where is she now?
You have heard today is a chapter of The Shoebox Kids, Book 3, Jenny's Catnapped Cat, written by Celeste Perino Walker, edited and created by Jerry D. Thomas, and used with permission from the Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you're interested in any other books published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Let the children come. Don't dare drive them away. In them the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.